This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 650, Three Secrets for IELTS Task 1 Diagrams.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn vital information that will improve your score when faced with a diagram or process in IELTS Writing Task 1. Lindsay, what's going
on? Hey, not a whole lot. Let's see, where are we at? We are in December, early December, mid-December. Hey, I'm getting started with my Christmas shopping. Not exactly, just thinking about what I'm going to get, but...
I've totally started Christmas shopping. I have to. Whoa. You got to spread it out. I have a lot of friends and family I like to buy gifts for. And obviously, it's most important for James. And I mean, we started a Christmas list for him like 2 months ago. It's a big deal. He ruminates on his letter to Santa. Like, he's worked out strategies at this point. So he's like, okay, Santa only brings me like one big thing, right? So I'm not going to ask him for this and this and this. I'm just going to ask him for one thing, and then he has to give that to me.
That's so funny.
It's hilarious. And I love it. I mean, he's 7, you know, almost 8, still fully on board with Santa. And I just hope this magic can last for a few more years.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, it is. Like, when you have kids, it's definitely different. Like, you need to take the shopping very seriously and plan it ahead.
For sure. You know, like, I don't care about Black Friday, but now I do, because he does want, like, more expensive. So, like, he wants a Nintendo Switch. He doesn't listen to the show, I can say it. He wants a Nintendo Switch. And so that's what Santa has to do this year. So Black Friday, man, I got to do Black Friday so I save money on the big things.
It's smart, really. I mean, that's what it's all about, saving money, right? I love it. But actually, before we get into it today, I want to remind our listeners, guys, we have a web class coming up, right? That is coming up on December 11th and 12th. You don't want to miss it. And we are going to be covering speaking part 2. Now, there are 4 secrets that you're going to learn in this webinar that most students don't know about, but it is what matters to the examiner.
Exactly. I mean, we work with so many students, right? And we see them making the same mistakes in speaking part 2. And that's how we know that you guys are probably doing a lot of the same stuff. So guys, this isn't logical. This isn't like something you can assume as a student. These are things that only people that work with the exam know. Like, you don't just naturally know what the examiner wants from you in speaking part 2. That's why we're telling you, like, these are secrets, guys. So go to allearsenglish.com/score. That's how you grab your spot for the webinars.
Yeah, you want to be there. Exactly. You want to be there alive, guys, because that is where the learning happens. That's where the special bonuses happen. So you don't want to miss it. Clear your calendar for those days. So December 11th and 12th, go to allearsenglish.com/score and we'll see you there. Awesome.
Yeah, guys, I just want to note real fast that you've probably heard Lindsay and I correct ourselves going from webinar to web class, because webinar is like, I mean, everybody says webinar. That's the accepted term. But guys, this isn't just a webinar. We're not just talking at you. Like, that's not what this is. I mean, this is a class. This is a learning opportunity where you can listen and take notes and improve in real time. Mm-hmm. So that's why, guys, we want you to think of this as a web class, because it's much more of a learning opportunity.
Absolutely. So we'll see you guys there. Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to talk about writing task 1 today. And we've had a few students take the exam recently, come back to the Facebook group, and they're like, oh my God, I had a diagram. And so we're going to talk a little bit about diagrams and processes. And some years, they are more common than others. And I feel like IELTS is going through like a diagram process phase right now because they've definitely become more common lately on the exam.
Interesting. Okay. Well, let me read the question and then we will get a good answer out there for our listeners. How does that sound?
Perfect. Okay. Hey, 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 awesome IELTS students. Don't forget to sign up for our December web class, December 11th and 12th, all about speaking part two, scoring secrets for success. Sign up now, guys. Spots are going so fast. Go to allearsenglish.com/score.
So here we go. All right, dear Jessica, I faced a rather unusual form of task one, academic writing task one, at my exam on the 10th of November. There was given a scheme diagram, how to make jam of fruit. It described the whole process starting from 4 kilos of fresh fruit till a family eating this jam at breakfast. They asked to summarize the information, compare where it's relevant. We were confused. I asked others. They described the whole process as a recipe. Please advise how to write such kind of task. Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, guys, this is covered in Three Keys IELTS. This is part of the writing module. We cover everything. We go through every possible task one and task two question. It's not just like most IELTS courses are like, all right, these are the three types of essays. These are the three types of task one questions. There's more than that, you guys. Like in task two, it's not just three types. What about advantage, disadvantage? What about mixed essay questions? So in Three Keys, guys, we cover every possibility. So, all right, let's take this step by step.
Yeah.
So this would be a flow chart, right? A process diagram. So how to make jam from fruit. I like that. So she says it started with you go from fresh fruit to a family eating it at breakfast. So guys, the first thing that you want to do is remember that every task one essay is the same as far as how it's organized. All right. So you want to have two body paragraphs. So that means you want to look at all of these steps and just cut them in half. Find a way to divide it into two groups. And those are your two body paragraphs. So the biggest danger is copying too many words from the question. And you may have heard me say this before, but it is worth repeating because it's easy to forget about this on test day, guys. Any task one question, that's more of a picture. It gives you a lot of vocabulary, a lot of words. Try to paraphrase as much as possible. So instead of saying fresh fruit, you could say strawberries and raspberries, or you know what I mean? Like you have to use your own vocab wherever you can.
Yeah. And specific vocab too. Like I think strawberry raspberry is much more specific than just fruit. So I like that.
Yeah. What if you said like fruit, comma, such as boysenberries and marionberries? That would be really impressive.
Starfruit.
Oh, starfruit jam. That sounds lovely. The second thing, and this also goes to all task ones, guys. At the end of every task one question, it says summarize the information, make comparisons where relevant, blah, blah, blah. Guys, people get hung up, IELTS candidates get hung up on that statement all the time. And it leads to you overthinking and it leads to you having a very unorganized essay. So our recommendation is don't even pay attention to that statement. It is the same for every task one question. If you have solid task one strategies like ours that tell you exactly how to plan every type of question and how to put that in an essay, then you are already summarizing and comparing. Like that just happens if you're following our strategies. So guys, don't get hung up on that, okay? It's a very general statement that honestly does not help anyone.
So good. It's so good to know where the pitfalls are so you don't fall into them. I mean, the traps are everywhere here, right?
Everywhere. And
most students fall into them. But if you've gone through a course, a system like Three Keys, you don't fall into those traps so that you don't end up taking the exam 5 times, right?
Right. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine spending all that money? You wouldn't be able to afford Santa's Christmas gift if, you know, you're going for that. So definitely just prepare. Invest in your preparation beforehand and then take the exam once. Yes. Now, the next thing that's important to point out, guys, for your score is the format of your essay. If your essay is not formatted correctly, you will get a 5 at the highest for Ooh. Task achievement. Ooh. So format's very important. It still must be organized like an essay. So that means you have to have paragraphs, right? You have to use linking words. That's it. That's the proper format. Mm. And she said that some people organized it like a recipe. Now, maybe that was as paragraphs, but I'm imagining like a lot of individual lines, you know, like step one, da 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 da, and
then
skip
a line.
That's
not an essay, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. So that's also worth noting, guys. It doesn't matter what the question looks like or what they're asking you to do, you still have to organize it in an essay form.
So good to know. So good to know. I mean, these kinds of things we don't know if we don't prepare ahead of time. Yeah. I mean, it's strange if you're asked to write an essay, you don't write a list of just like step-by-step instructions.
Yeah. No, that would be terrible. Or like having bullet points.
Oh,
you
no.
know, I've also seen that. And in general training task one, the format is also important. So, and I've seen students do this in their letters, especially if it's like a formal letter and they're, you know, they have certain questions and they bullet point them. Guys, bullet points are not a proper format. That's not acceptable. Again, you're going to get highest of 5 for task achievement if you do that. So remember, general or academic, you have to have it in the format. So task one, academic is an essay, guys, 3-paragraph essay. General training, it is a letter. So you still have to have paragraphs there.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Awesome. So this student was in our course. A student asked the question in our Facebook group, got an answer right away. And now a few weeks later, we're answering it for you guys. But if you are in the course, guys, you do get your answers very, very quickly right inside the Facebook group. So you get to move on with clarity on that question.
Exactly. And guys, it is important to note that the diagrams, the maps, the sort of third category of task one question are becoming more common on the IELTS exam. So if you're a 3-key student, please review that part of the writing module before your test. I think most students spend their time on the graphs and the, you know, the tables because that's usually what it is, but you never know. So definitely review all of the essay types and how to write about them. And if you're not in our course, then you should be. And we have a bonus for you as a podcast listener, how to wake up the examiner on the speaking test. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Yes, love it. And we will see you guys there. And don't forget the webinar. We'll see you guys at, sorry, the web class. And we'll see you guys there.
web class. Go to allearsenglish.com/score for that.
All right. See you guys there. Okay, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. It's been great.
It's been fun as always. All Have right. a good week, Lindsay.
All right. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.